Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The DH, Al Green. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Craig Chamberlain. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Chamberlain covering, for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis bunts towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz strikes out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cowens scores. White moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Porter reaches second base with a double. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Otis steals second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Summers moves to second. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. McRae reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. It's 5-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae moves to third. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a pop-up towards short. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Royals. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Hiller now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Cruz moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Cruz moves to third. McRae moves to second. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Porter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Summers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Puttman now catching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cowens hits a line drive towards first. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens, who is chasing the ball. Whitaker reaches third base with a triple. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers nothing. the Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summers. Cruz reaches second base with a double. Summers throws the ball into Whitaker, who tags Cruz trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Summers hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFleur tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Royals. Ed Putman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putman hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.